I'm here under the International Exchange Program, Leadership Program, which is supported by the U.S. Department of State. This program exposes us to the electoral system, the American electoral system, and it also allows us to share among the different countries that are represented here. I think we have got about 49 different nationalities under this particular program where we are learning about the U.S. electoral process.
How many people are coming from Zimbabwe?
From Zimbabwe, we are 3, and we have been assigned to different states. I think for the sole reason that we should learn from all the other countries that are actually part of the process.
You have observed elections in Zimbabwe and some parts of Africa. What can the continent learn from these elections in America?
I think basically the systems are different in different states in America. But what Zimbabwe and the rest of Africa and the rest of the world can actually learn is the transparency within which these processes are actually conducted, and also the issue of accountability back to the citizens, openness to the citizens, and then accountability to the citizens, as opposed to accountability and transparency to the authorities that run the elections or those that appoint the people that sit in the different electoral commissions.
So how do you think this will help Zimbabwe, your mission here? How are you going to ensure that you share what you have observed?
I think because of the various interactions that we have and the different platforms that we share with both the Electoral Commission of Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, the non-profit organizations, political parties, I think that's what we are starting to think about. How then do we engage with those particular institutions so that we infuse some of these values, some of these experience that we are having actually here in America, to then see how we can improve our own elections in Zimbabwe.
Just briefly, tell us about some of the countries in Africa where you have also observed elections.
I have observed elections in Ghana in 2016. I think if you compare that experience to the Zimbabwean experience, Ghana is a bit of ahead of us. They have sort of an open electoral commission as well. So there are certain things, certain elements that needs to be improved. I've also observed elections in Zambia, quite open, but of course there are still things that they need to do. Malawi, the same thing, they cooperate with civil society organizations, they work with even international partners. But in our case in Zimbabwe, the space is very limited for interactions. The space is actually conditioned. You can actually interact, but on certain conditions. Yes, those are some of the things that we need to work on as a country.